Australia's ambassador to Turkey has had a narrow escape from a bomb blast that's killed 33 people in the capital, Ankara. At least 75 others have been injured. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says the ambassador, James Larson, was only 20 metres from the bus stop where the car exploded.
It was an appalling thing for him to witness, being so close, but he's fine. All our Australian staff are fine. We're not aware of any foreigners being involved in the attack in Ankara.
Gunmen have opened fire on tourists at a beach resort in Grand Bassam on the Ivory Coast, killing at least 16 people. Local police say four of the dead are European tourists. Government officials say that six gunmen have been neutralised. A jihad monitoring group says an Al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the attack in private messages. New modelling has found a standalone public vote on same-sex marriage could cost the Australian economy more than $500 million. The accounting firm PwC says a plebiscite would cause nearly $300 million of lost productivity on top of the $158 million cost for the Electoral Commission to run the vote. And the master player of the Chinese game Go has finally conquered a computer after four attempts. The Google computer program defeated Li Sedol in the first three games of the best of five competition. The creators of the AlphaGo system say the loss has been invaluable in redesigning the computer.